Happy New Year, everyone, and welcome to another episode of That's
So Cincinnati.
Silent Phil on the ones and twos, Sherry Coolidge, Jason Williams. This is a very special episode. Right out of the gate here in 2020, we wanted to change it up and do something fun. And we just thought, hey, let's just have folks from all around our community, business, political, media, civic. I'm trying to think of everyone who's...
Arts, a lot of people from the arts community.
Arts, entertainment. Come in and share their New Year's resolutions for Cincinnati, greater Cincinnati, for the region. And fun episode. We just thought that's what the episode will be. And we have so many folks who have come in and shared. We have serious resolutions. We have fun resolutions. We have really sweet, touching resolutions. And Sherry, you and I also have to share ours.
Oh yeah,
did I just surprise you with that?
Of course, we have resolutions for the city.
Without further ado, Sherry,
you say yours first, and then I'll say mine.
My resolution is very simple, and that is, I would just want the city and the county to turn the corner and get along. And start getting along on projects, start getting along on little things, start getting along on major things. I know that maybe is wishful thinking, but that's what resolutions are all about. They are all about dreaming big, wanting big things, wanting change. And that's what my hope is. And I think the best way that they could exemplify that right now off the top of my head is to come out and maybe rally together on, the convention hotel as that continues on. No, maybe not so much on that because that one's a little down the road. But I tell you, a way they could really turn the page here and start working together, I think, is on this a new downtown arena. A study, this business community going to finish a study on that coming up here in February.
Oh, you just want Richard Marks to come and you're afraid he won't come if we don't redo the arena.
Wow.
I know, harking back to the old days of the podcast.
You are feisty right here out of the gate in 2020.
I mean, you did, you know, what was, okay, your one of your favorite moments of the year, meeting Tiffany.
That was of 2019, right?
Yeah, of this past year, yes.
So are you saying my New Year's resolution should be for a new arena and a Richard Marks concert to come to that new arena?
Well, I feel like that's where you were.
Well, the new arena wouldn't be done this year. What I'm saying is for them to come together, take this study, and then start to put a plan in place for a new downtown arena. That plan may not come to fruition until another seven, eight, nine, 10 years down the road. But for goodness sake, this would be a great opportunity to rally around something and start to put a plan in place, work on it, gradually work on it, and then not be doing things at the last minute and fighting. And I can't think of a better example of something for them both to work on when it comes to a downtown capital project than that. Is that my resolution?
I like it. It's
right?
The next big thing. I mean, it's a big thing that needs to get done for sure.
So that's my 2020 resolution for the region. And now, without further ado, Sherry Coolidge's, and I know this is going to be big. I don't even know what it is, but I know it's going to be big. We did not discuss this before we came into the booth, so.
My resolution for the area is for our leaders to come up with the actual next big thing. I want an arena. I want a convention hotel. I love all these fancy things. I want these big concerts. But those, to me, are things that they should be doing. Great cities have great arenas, and great conventions come to them. And so, to me, that's the baseline. I want a big idea. And I want the kind of idea where people are like, hey, we should go to Cincinnati because... I wish I knew what that idea is. I don't, but I'm not an elected official. That is on them. But I'm looking for those ideas.
Sure as hell wasn't the streetcar, was it?
Now stop. It was that. It has not... It's not come to be what, everyone thought that it was going to be. But they did dream big, and it was supposed to be something that it's not right now. And so we need this new thing. And that is my hope. I've said it before kind of in passing, but that's my resolution for everything, because that's the kind of city I want to live in. That people, that's like, people are like, oh, Cincinnati has that. So that's my resolution.
I think it's great. That's what I thought you would expect to be, something big. What, any ideas of what that big thing could be?
I don't know what it is, but you know what I think a precursor to it is? Blink.
Mm.
This city showed that it could put on this apps. This was, you know, it didn't really flow from our elected officials. It flowed from businesses putting money into it, from our creative arts community. And, you know, just this infusion of amazing art for 4 days. And it did, you know, attract worldwide attention. And I feel like that's the precursor for the big idea. Like, we can do this every 2 years. We did it twice. It's amazing. It grew bigger. And it shows that we have this in us.
Yes.
It's here. It just has to be crystallized, championed. And, you know, what you said, right? Everyone's going to have to get behind it. And infighting and arguing, you know, that doesn't give people the space to come up with big ideas. That's claustrophobic and small, and we're so much more than that.
And Blink is, I'm so glad you brought that up, because that is a great example, I think, of what you're talking about. Blink is big, B-I-G, big, and you're so right. It shows we have it in us. We absolutely have it in us. Our political people, our business people, our civic people, our entertainment people have it in us to do big, big things. And so, Sherry, your resolution is for that big thing to begin to happen this year,
I would much rather write about that big thing and what it's going to be and mean than any text message, fight, city argument, I'm going to sue you and not you and all. I would much rather write about some big grand idea.
Speaking of big, let's now turn and have, you know, this is a who's who list of greater Cincinnati leaders in our community who have been gracious enough to share their New Year's resolutions for Cincinnati. And so let's turn it over to them and stick with this episode, because it's a lot.
The end. I didn't listen to all of them because people have filtered in and out, but stay to the end.
It's a big walk-off home run. Happy New Year, everyone, and we'll now turn it over to all of our guests.
This is John Morris Russell, conductor of your Cincinnati Pops Orchestra, and I'm hoping for this Cincinnati New Year's resolution: build a new bridge. Get rid of that Brent Spence Bridge and put something in its place that celebrates the uniqueness of Cincinnati's architectural history and its place in American history. Just think of the Roebling Bridge, the prototype for the Great Brooklyn Bridge. And we need to have something that is a prototype for the bridges of the future, that says who we are at the fulcrum of North and South, at the gateway of freedom for hundreds and hundreds of thousands of African Americans making their way to Canada. Something that says this is a special, unique place. Something that makes a St. Louis arch look like chump change. Ladies and gentlemen, that's what we want in Cincinnati.
Hello, my name is Laura Brunner, and I'm the president and CEO of The Port. My wish for 2020 is that we have more participation in wealth building throughout our region. And to do that, it's going to require more partnerships and more collaboration. In order for that to happen, we're going to have more empathy and trust. So I really hope that we can collectively work on those things so that everybody can benefit from the resurgence of our region. Happy New Year.
I'm Catherine Nero, the Family Forward reporter here at The Inquirer, host of Coffee Break with Catherine on Facebook every weekday. And if I'm going to put forth a resolution for Cincinnati, it's this. Now, I could be cheap and easy and say the Bengals to win 2 games, and I will, so I'll start with that. But that's too easy, and I am many things. Cheap and easy is not among them. So I would also say get rid of the red tape. I am a Northern Kentucky homer. We all know this. But Cincinnati, I feel like because it's this big city, the red tape is just huge. Getting anything done takes forever. And you see across the river, maybe they're not done in the manner that the city of Cincinnati would do it, but you see things happening, whether it's the Ovation site with a concert venue, whether it's making the Riverfront Commons area, picking that up and making it better. It just seems to be getting done more quickly and more efficiently, and we're talking about multiple cities having to work together. So Cincinnati, the resolution for 2020, get rid of the red tape.
My name is Ryan Messer. I'm the Vice President of the Cincinnati Board of Education. And as I look forward to 2020, the thing that I would like to see is that, you know, there are so many bodies. There's the school board, there's city council, there are commissioners, countless organizations who are all working to make our city better. My resolution is to figure out how, from at least the seat that I sit in, how I can work with others more collaboratively to actually build relationships and get to know people who are also working to do great things in our city so that governing doesn't happen by tweet and governing and leadership isn't happening by social media, that it truly is by really seeking to understand what other people are trying to get done, aligning that to things that we're also trying to get done. And together, I'm confident it will allow Cincinnati to continue to grow into being the best version of itself and, frankly, the best city in this country. So that's what I'm shooting for in the year ahead.
Hey, this is Nick Haglin from FC Cincinnati. My 2020 resolution for Cincinnati is that Cincinnatians would continue to proudly grow our unique city by showing compassion and respect for one another. Keep the city an inclusive one and enjoy everything that Cincinnati has to offer, especially its people and its conies.
My name is Chief Tom Sinan with the Newtown Police Department and the Hamilton County Heroin Coalition. My resolution for 2020 is to continue the fight to change the stigma for those that are addicted to drugs. So that one day we see the person more than we notice the addiction, and one day that addiction will be viewed as a mental medical health condition, not just a moral failing or just a crime in itself. I want to continue to work with the great progress we've made in the county and the city and continue to connect systems so that we have a way to get people connected from revival to active recovery. The goal would be in 2020 to have more people in active recovery that are back in their homes, back with their families. They have jobs, they have health insurance, and are active members of the community and not having to struggle with addiction. And from Newtown Police and everyone in the coalition, have a happy holiday and have a safe holiday.
I'm Alex Triantafilou, the chairman of the Hamilton County Republican Party. My resolution for this region is that we get past some of the division that we see in Washington and find a way to work together to improve the quality of lives of our citizens. 2020 promises to be a very divisive year, but I hope through all that noise, we can find a way to work together as a region. As a political party, I hope we can engage a debate honestly and fairly and win lots of races. Happy New Year, everyone.
Hi, I'm Victoria Morgan, Artistic Director of Cincinnati Ballet, and my resolution for the new year for the city is to celebrate women in the arts. Like, let's join the arts community in their theme, The Power of Her. It's such an important initiative to recognize women's voices everywhere, but I feel particularly in the arts, women have an opportunity to be informative and to influence. Our New Works production, we're going to be honoring women's suffrage. It's going to be female choreographers or content connected to that really important theme. And otherwise, I'm just going to say have a happy new year, everyone.
Hello, my name is Burl Love, and I am the editor of the Cincinnati Inquirer. And my resolution for the city of Cincinnati is that we take some things that we've been talking about for a long time, like, a better arena or a convention hotel and facility that helps us grow tourism. All of these things we've been talking about. A wise man once said that a plan without a deadline, or in this case, a contract, is just a dream. So it's time to bring one of these down, land it, have a big win, and we all celebrate together.
Hi, my name is Julie Calvert, President and CEO of the Cincinnati USA Convention and Visitors Bureau. And my New Year's resolution for 2020 is for the CVB to continue to grow in its role as a good civic partner to help deliver the best conventions, the best convention product for the Cincinnati region and bring in as many visitors as possible so that we can continue to help the region to grow the tax base, to grow the visitors. And by doing so, we really think that helps create equity for everybody in the Cincinnati region. So for us, you know, we are laser focused on our role in bringing in visitors, bringing in conventions, in partnering up with the city of Cincinnati, Hamilton County, the Port Authority, 3CDC, and all the civic partners to make sure that we have the most competitive convention product in the region. From my team and I at the Cincinnati USA CVB, we wish you the happiest of holidays and a very happy new year.
I'm Denise Driehaus. I'm the president of the Hamilton County Commission. And I have just a couple of New Year's resolutions. One is that we as a county believe in ourselves and believe in each other so that we can accomplish big things in the county. So that's number one. Number two is that everybody gets counted for the census. It is so important for a variety of reasons that we count everyone. Our numbers weren't where they needed to be last time, so everybody gets counted in the census this year, in 2020. And then the third one is I've had this idea. I've talked to county staff, so I want to organize a softball game between the county and the city. I think it would be good fun. So we need to do more stuff together. So that's my last, final New Year's resolution.
Happy holidays. This is Alicia Reese, candidate for Hamilton County Commissioner. Now, the holiday season is always tough for me. Losing my mother, the late Barbara Howard Reese, to breast cancer, and losing my best friend to a stroke, Michelle Lane, during the holiday season. But every new year, I recommit myself to carrying out their spirit through my life and strengthening my physical, my mental, and my spiritual health. Now, I know running for county commission may not fit into that category, but I know that if they were alive, that's what they want me to do. So happy holidays to those who are here, and also remember those that we've lost that have gone on along the way.
This is Jason Dunn, Group Vice President for the Cincinnati USA Convention and Visitors Bureau. And my New Year's resolution for Cincinnati is to continue to make this city the most multicultural destination of choice for all visitors of diverse backgrounds. And as one of the leaders for the passage of the transit levy, I hope that our city enthusiastically supports this effort to position our city as the most robust and progressive destination for all to come. Happy New Year to each and every one of you.
Hi, my name is Charlie Frank, and I'm the executive director of the Reds Community Fund. My resolution for 2020? To spend more time with my kids and family after a very hectic 2019. Both of my children are in high school at Walnut Hills, and my son's a senior, so the clock is ticking on our time with both kids in the house. I want to make certain I savor every opportunity to be together. I also look forward to continuing the work of the Community Fund throughout the region. At our Reds Youth Academy in Roselawn, our resolution is to send more kids to college. This past year, we had close to 30 high school-age student-athletes earning a 3.0 or higher GPA while volunteering close to 50 hours or more of community service. 12 of our student-athletes signed letters of intent to continue their baseball or softball careers in college. In 2020, we'll also be partnering with Cincinnati Children's Hospital, P&G, the Cincinnati Zoo, Kroger, and other corporate and community leaders on a massive community makeover project in Avondale. Our goal is to reach every child in the neighborhood through renovations at 2 elementary schools, 2 CRC parks, and the Boys and Girls Club in the neighborhood. At Great American Ballpark, I'm hoping that this year's retooled Reds roster will lead to a year of excitement and connection with fans of all ages. With our deep and talented starting rotation, to fresh faces such as Aristides Aquino and Nick Senzel, to new arrivals Mike Moustakas and Wade Miley, the 151st year of Reds baseball could be a very special one. We also look forward to inducting Marty Brenneman into the Reds Hall of Fame this April. So once again, my resolution is all about kids, enjoying every moment with my son and daughter during their high school years, assisting the thousands of kids that utilize the Reds Youth Academy so that they can dream bigger, positively impacting the lives of every child in Avondale, and providing hope and excitement for a generation of new Reds fans at Great American Ballpark. Happy holidays and Happy New Year.
I'm Polly Campbell, the food writer for the Cincinnati Inquirer. My resolution for Cincinnati is to behave yourself when you eat out, try something new, and treat your servers with respect.
Hello, State Representative Cedric Denson of the Fighting 33rd House District. My New Year's resolution for 2020, as it relates to this region, is to really make sure that this area knows what's going on at the State House relative to all the things that happen that move so quickly, but most importantly, our capital budget process. Everyone else from across the state has a very large, robust process where folks come in and they get to say what they want to see included in a capital budget from the state. I participated as a freshman legislator this year, going through the process of learning what it really is. And what I've found out is that a lot of people in our area just don't know what the process really is, or that they can even participate. So my resolution and my fight is going to be to go to State House, figure out a way to come up with a process that really represents Hamilton County in a way that folks will know that they can participate, folks will know how the process goes, and they can get involved. And what I think that will absolutely do is open up the door for folks to really understand what's going on as it relates to everything. A lot's moving at the State House, and it affects what happens down here at the county level and at the local level. But sometimes folks forget we're there, so that's going to be my resolution, to make sure they know that process and get involved and pay attention to what we're doing at the Columbus State House.
Hi, this is Prosecutor Joe Dieters, and my New Year's resolution professionally is to work closely with our great police departments in Hamilton County and try to reduce some of the gun violence that we're seeing. And unfortunately, the gun violence, the people involved are younger and younger. A personal resolution, I went through kind of a little bit of an ugly divorce years ago, and I've come to appreciate my children so much more and what's important in life. And I hope that I get to spend more time with them and let them know how much I love them.
Bill Cunningham, the Great American, radio talk show host on 700 WLW. I have many, many New Year's resolutions and hopes. Number one, medically. I hope we can continue to have the same level of service we have at the Christ Hospital, Tri-Health, and Children's Hospital. Secondly, politically, I hope somehow politicians would take off their red and their blue robes when they take office and work together on behalf of the American people, whether it's Claremont County, Butler County, Kenton County, City Council, or Hamilton County. And lastly, athletically, can we have a team that wins something, that excites us? I'm getting ready now for my great opening day speech on opening day. The Reds have many new players. The Bengals had better lose the next couple games so they get the first pick. We finally have a quarterback, Heisman Trophy winner, who wants to come to Cincinnati, Joe Burrow from Southern Ohio. If the Bengals screw this up by winning these last two games, that's going to urinate me off. So I want happiness and health. I want the Reds and the Bengals to win a Super Bowl and a World Series. Somehow I want medically us to continue to push forward into the 21st century. And politically, I want a government as good as the American people. We have the worst class of politicians in American history, and that has to stop. May God bless you, and God bless the United States of America.